You're with SBS Radio.
How would you feel if you were pregnant and due to give birth, yet you are required to travel hundreds of kilometres to deliver your baby due to the lack of birthing services in your remote area? And what would it mean for you to give birth on country? And how important is this cultural connection for mother and baby? Birthing on country has become an international movement, and the overall aim is to have the return of birthing services back into remote Aboriginal communities for Aboriginal mothers. I am Kerry Lee Harding, and this is the NITV podcast.
Really, women in Galawinku have been speaking up for many years about wanting the health system to look after their women differently during pregnancy and childbirth. So there's reports back from the 90s in the Northern Territory that document the voices of women in Galawinku asking for change.
You just heard there from Dr. Sarah Ireland, midwife and researcher from the Molly Wadaguga Research Centre at Charles Darwin University. She will tell us about the Caring for Mum on Country project, which was piloting the role and training of Aboriginal doulas, which are childbirth companions in the community. In this episode of our podcast, we will hear her voice and the voices of other experts to talk about the importance of having birthing services on country and of what it means when it comes to outcomes for the health of mum and baby. Important research suggests that there might be, for example, a reduction in preterm births when the health maternity system is redesigned specifically to meet the needs of Indigenous women. But let's begin by asking what is possibly the most important question at the core of this conversation. What does it mean for pregnant women expecting and wanting to give birth on country to be unable to do it? Women in Galawinku have been speaking up for years for change. The community of Galawinku is around 500 kilometres from Darwin on remote Elko Island in the Northern Territory. And 500 kilometres is also the distance mother-to-be have to travel to give birth in a specific birth facility today. And it is not only the distance, it is also the need for local traditional Yolngu knowledge to be incorporated in one's birth plan. Building a birthing centre on Elko Island. This is one of the projects of Associate Professor Auntie Elaine Lurapa Mapalama. Auntie spoke to me over the phone from the island and explained to me her research and her project.
I was invited to a conference about birthing in country or about talking about birthing. Then I came up with a decision that because in East Arnhem Land and elsewhere in Northern Territory, there were limited programs like not enough.
As you can hear, the audio quality of our conversation is very poor due to connection difficulties and weather conditions on the island, so we are unable to play the whole interview. But Auntie explained to me that she believes there are not appropriate centres for women in the community. And Auntie has done extensive research in the field, a research that is ongoing and focuses on the importance of having locally based services that are tailored for needs of Aboriginal mothers and incorporating their traditions. This, according to Professor Auntie Elaine Lurapa Mapalama, can provide an extremely positive experience for local women living at Galawinku. But how well designed is the current Western maternity health system for women from Elko Island?
The current health system does not do a very good job of making space for Yolngu people or Yolngu knowledges in the care of pregnant women. Currently, most of the women who participated in our training really work in a voluntary capacity within their community and within their established family and kinship networks. We've found from research done by colleagues in other places in Australia that really we need to redesign the maternity health service, and part of that is investing in the First Nations workforce. We were very lucky to collaborate with the Australian Doula College, who assisted in providing accredited training for our doulas, and that was complemented in quite a unique way with a Yulnul curriculum that was delivered by knowledge authorities in the community. So really, both the training and the outcome, the process and the outcome, was about combining knowledge systems to ensure better outcomes for First Nations women.
Associate Professor Auntie Elaine Lurupa Mepalama from Galawinku explains the role that language plays for young mothers. This because upon travelling to the mainland, they will find nurses and midwives who talk to them in English, which is not their first language. This is one of the many reasons why they are trying to develop a program on country for Yolngu midwives.
I just want to talk about how difficult and how hard young people, when they go to hospital, like in Darwin or Nhulunbuy, when they go there, it's hard for them when a nurse, midwife talk to them, and it's hard to understand the language that midwife use in Yolngu. And we're trying to develop a program on country. So, Yolngu doula, indigenous doula, and Yolngu midwife on country.
So, where to now for the setting up and opening of a birthing centre on Elko Island at the community of Galawinku? And how much of a reality is it that women will have future access to a birthing centre that caters for their cultural and spiritual needs and for them to be able to give birth on country?
We have such a motivated community with such capacity. Really, it's now about finding a pathway through the Ballander or the European system. Nobody thinks that setting up a birth centre is something that's a small undertaking, but we're actively trying to keep together on this journey, and we do see it as a journey. And we have secured a small grant that's now going to allow us to consult more broadly across the community about this.
I also spoke with Professor Sue Kildea, co-director of the Molly Wadaguga Research Centre, along with Associate Professor Yvette Rowe at Charles Darwin University. Sue also shares her thoughts on how much of a reality it will be to set up a birthing centre on Elko Island.
Look, I wish I could say that it's a reality and it's going to happen in the next couple of years, but this is a fight that's been fought for a very long time. And, with these sort of things, you need the planets to align. And we could be coming close in Australia to having planets aligning to be able to help progress the Galawinku community to reach their what they want to do, reach their goals. So you've got to have the right people in place across the Northern Territory government to be able to support such an undertaking. You've got to have the right people in place in the local community that provide the health services. You've got MiWatch Health Board, which are overseeing the East Arnhem Land Health We've already presented to the board and they're very, very supportive. We've got key people in Northern Territory Health that have expressed that support for it. We've got a research team and we've applied for quite a lot of funding. If we get any of that funding, it'll really help. So, you know, that's some of the planets aligning. And the most important thing, I think, is the will from the community. And if you were to meet with the women out on Galawinku, they are extraordinary. Not only the women, but the certainly Larapa and others that have been working on this Caring for Mum on Country project for quite a while now are extraordinarily strong. They know that the best way to strengthen the outcomes for their mothers and their babies is to work together side by side, get that two-way knowledge back, so that we're actually, instead of only doing things the Western way, we're incorporating the Indigenous way of doing things as well, or the Yolngu way up there. So there's certainly a lot of planets aligning, and I hope that we are going to see this progress. At this stage, there's not been any you know, visible huge opposition, apart from the opposition that has always been there in that. Although policy documents in Australia say that they support, you know, safe birthing close to home, there's actually a lot of people that don't support that, and they're often in reasonably high-level positions and have influence.
We begin to understand how important it could be for Aboriginal women to give birth on their own country. And Associate Professor Yvette Rowe, co-director of the Molly Wadaguga Research Centre at Charles Darwin University, explains the real significance of an Aboriginal woman giving birth on her own country.
Ceremonial and important birthing on country is a fundamental spiritual practice and ceremonial practice of coming into this world, being connected to a community, being a part of a storyline or a songline, a ceremonial practice. And it's the core of who we are as First Nations people. And it's the stuff about being culturally safe, that we minimise the cultural risk to us and the trauma that can often occur in Western medical systems. So it is allowing our ceremonial practices to thrive and to be valued and to be cherished in a very modern-day world.
That was Associate Professor Yvette Rowe, co-director of the Molly Wadaguga Research Centre at Charles Darwin University. With her, we explored the relevance and reality of birth on country, as we did with our other guests today, Professor Sue Kaldia, Associate Professor Elaine Larapa Maipalama, Yvette Rowe and Dr. Sarah Ireland. And I would like to thank them for being part of our conversation today. I'm Kerry Lee Harding, and this is the NITV podcast. And you can also tune in to listen to more of our NITV podcasts, Take It Black and Ballin' Out. Go to where you get your podcasts from on Spotify, Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.